This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and welcome to the end of the traditional work week. Today is another one of those three flag days, Steve Miggs.
Oh, here we go.
Because, okay, of course, it's Blue Friday.
Got the blue flag. Yeah, the 12th flag.
So we got the 12th man flag going on. The Cougars play tonight.
Okay.
Against San Jose State, I want to say. Yes, San Jose State. My dad, by the way, is trying to get me to, he wants me to leave after the show today with him, drive to Pullman, and then come back tomorrow morning.
I mean, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, but it's a lot. It's a lot of travel.
Oh, you think so?
It's almost a six-hour drive.
Is that a lot of travel with dad or just a lot of travel?
Maybe a little bit of both.
All right.
And then, of course, obviously, it's Freak Flag Friday, so get as freaky as you want.
So we'll keep two of them up high, and then we'll have that Cougs flag at, like, half-mast.
Oh! You know what? We're still just enjoying that Apple Cup victory from a week ago, so fly that flag all the way to the top. Then maybe Freak Flag. No, I guess, what order would you put them in? What order would you put them in?
I would go 12th man flag at the very top.
Okay.
Personally.
And then
everything else, I really don't care. Yeah. I mean, I know you're very excited.
5-5-5-4 Washington State, win the victory. We're going to win this day for Washington.
Yes, that is Taryn at her house. I'd imagine 3 or 4 glasses of wine deep.
Oh, that.
5?
Yeah, probably.
5?
Well, I mean, it was a noon kickoff, so it was mimosas.
Oh.
So there's a lot of Prosecco and champagne in my body at that point.
And then you just start spelling. I'm not sure if you spelled it right.
Yes, I did. You know, I have a Stanwood High School education as well, so I'm very good at spelling.
Wait, you guys can spell Washington at Stanwood?
And State.
That's
and
crazy.
Cougs. It's crazy.
Not totally Cougars, crazy. Though.
No, Cougs.
Okay.
C-O-U-G-S. Go Cougs.
I got it. Yes. Right.
Now let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today's a day for Danny V.
Hey.
It's National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Let's go.
Where are you going?
Of course,
go, but where are we going?
We're
going
to go to Pagliacci. You have to do the Pagliacci.
Pagliacci?
Pagliacci.
I don't know how to say it. How many glasses of wine have you had this morning?
You know, Steve, a lot, okay?
Pagliacci.
Since you're the resident Italian, how do you say it?
Well, Pagliacci.
Pagliacci.
Yeah.
You don't put the G in there?
No, you're not supposed to.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
It's kind of funny because my last name is actually Migliore. It's Migliore.
Migliore.
But my grandfather, when he landed here in Italy, landed here in the United States of America, he decided to Americanize the name by making the G hard.
A hard G.
That's right. So in our household, the G's are hard.
Yeah. Oh,
that
boy.
That does not sound right. Last night, yesterday afternoon, the G's were hard for Logan Gilbert.
Nice.
What a game he pitched. That was a good one. And the Mariners ended up beating the New York Yankees 3-2. just when you think you're going to give up on this team, you don't, because the Seattle Mariners are now 2 games back of Minnesota and Detroit for that final AL wild card spot. And there's still some time, guys. Big road trip, 6-game road trip. It all starts tonight in Texas, taking on the Rangers. So let's go, Mariners.
Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers is expanding into Washington State. Do you know this place?
Oh, it's Lily's favorite restaurant in Albuquerque. She's going to be scream when she
I was
knows
about
it's
to
here.
Say, who the hell is Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers?
I've never heard of it.
It's a game changer. You will love this. You won't because you don't like meat.
So, Aaron, you will love this. Should I start eating meat again for this?
They're well known for their steak burgers.
Steak burgers, not hamburgers.
Steak burgers. And apparently they got like almost 500 locations across the country, one of which is inside of the St. Louis Cardinals stadium. So it's a thing.
How crazy that is. It was this morning when I first heard of Freddy's. How's the custard, though?
Well, I guess we're going to find out. This is coming down right at the same time that other chains like Raising Cane's and Voodoo Donuts are going to be expanding. So Seattle is just,
we're becoming
such
a hub.
Such a blessed area.
For fast food places. Such a blessed area.
They have this thing called the concrete, and it's essentially a custard blizzard. And they do all kinds of different things. Oh, so good, Steve. So good.
Well, that puts me in a good mood, but this story right here put me in a bad mood yesterday. If it plays.
A Pierce County resident won big after buying a lotto ticket at a Puyallup Safeway. Matching all six numbers got them $4.2 million richer. The odds of matching all six are 1 in 6.99 million.
Nice.
The drawing was on September 14th, and the winner got their prize 3 days later.
That's King 5 reporting on the fact that somebody in Puyallup won $4 million and it wasn't me.
Dang it.
I'm so mad, even though I didn't play the lotto, that I didn't win the lotto.
So close.
Yeah, no,
yet so far away.
Oh, man. So today you have weather. The high is going to be 67 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and that's what's up.
Migs, have you ever been to a strange event? I mean, stranger than like wrestling or any of the other weird things you're into.
What kind of like tone was that? Strange, like wrestling. Like, I mean, you're not wrong, but
like really strange.
The strangest one that just by you bringing it up, that pops in my head, and we're right around the corner from Halloween. I remember one time being lucky enough to go to Grant Wistrom, who used to play with the Seahawks. He invited me to his Halloween party that he had, and his Halloween party might have been one of the strangest Halloween parties. Sarah would have loved it because his entertainment at his party, he would spend money. Like, I mean, and there were other Seahawk players that were dressed like Matt Hasselbeck, Lofa Tatupu. I'm like, what world am I in? Like, you know, Trent Dilfer was there dressed as like a Sonics player from the 70s with the
shorty shorts.
You know, what kind of hugging shorts. And he was showing them off, baby. Not the
pictures or did it happen?
I have some. They're on my MySpace. I don't know how to get into that now. That's how long ago this was. But the craziest part about it was the entertainment. Performing at his Halloween party was Minnie Kiss.
What?
And it was so weird because that's when I realized that Minnie Kiss does not play instruments. They just pretend to play instruments.
Oh, it's all lip syncing.
And when you're up that close and personal with it, it kind of ruined the appeal.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
They're not even playing. They're not even singing. What are they doing?
Well, in the vein of strange events, a member of our show attended an event that included acrobats, a mini Beetlejuice, and Spider-Man. So where was this? We're going to tell you at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I feel like this happens a lot to our friend Sarah, where Sarah goes to strange events. And you were just in Mexico, and you went to probably one of the stranger events of your life, and we want to hear all the details.
Well, because Sarah, she'll never say no to a good time.
No.
Never. And I still am on a high from this, and I'm going to try to explain it the best way I can, but pretty much everyone that I talked to in Mexico, whether they worked there, whether they had been there before, said you have to go to this place called Coco Bongo. It is in like kind of their party area in Cancun.
Coco Bongo?
Coco Bongo. That's what it's called.
Is that like chocolate bongo?
I know, yeah, right? Are you playing bongos eating chocolate? No, they say it's like a performance, but also a club. That's what they said. So
okay.
Once you say both of those things, I'm automatically in.
And there's alcohol, I'd imagine. Is this part of the all-inclusive thing that you were doing? Okay, so this is
off the resort.
So you have to get off the grid.
I got to get off the grid. But once someone said it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience,
I got to go.
I'm going.
Take my money.
I literally was like, if no one wants to go with me, I'm going to find a friend and go. Like, so they were like, of course, my husband was like, oh, I guess I got to go with her.
That's the last thing he wants to think is you leaving the resort in Mexico saying, if you guys aren't going, I'll go find a friend. You might not never come back.
I might never come back. And I knew that.
And then all of a sudden, like, you know, George has become like Liam Neeson with a certain set of skills and trying to find you.
Yeah, so he was like, I guess I have to go to this with you.
Except in those movies, those people are usually doing it like against their will. Like, you'd be like, yeah, okay, what do you need me to do? Oh, yeah, I saw myself on a pole. Okay, let's go.
Let's do it.
A good time.
I'll get in your van.
Why not? If we're going to Coco Bongo, yeah.
You got wine in that van? Let's go.
So this club looks like just a normal club. So you just kind of like walk in, but then all of a sudden this guy like brings you to a room where you go up an escalator and then you turn the corner and you go up another escalator.
How's George feeling at this moment? Because this sounds sketch.
Yes. He's not feeling very confident.
Okay.
And did you have a safe word in case you needed to get out of the room?
Absolutely
Vanilla
not.
Bongo. Vanilla bongo.
Vanilla. And then the doors open, and let me tell you, it is like a mini stadium full of people rocking out to the most amazing music. There's seriously, I think there was probably like just 1,000 people in this room dancing their little hearts away. And I was like, this is just like the biggest club ever.
I saw some of the pictures on your stories, and I try to stay away from your stories because I was like, this is not very safe for work.
You don't know what you're going to see.
Right, you just don't know. And if I'm sitting there with my daughter, but one of the pigs videos was like, it just looked like it was a scene from a movie. Like, it was just pure chaos. But it was like part Cirque du Soleil.
Yes.
And then part, I don't even know.
Right, so it was like, first you walked in and you're like, oh, this is a club. And then all of a sudden, people are like falling from the sky because they're like acrobatics, like doing like ribbon dances, like in the splits, but then they like go away and then it just becomes a club again. And then all of a sudden they're doing some theatrical performance, like it's Beetlejuice, like this whole big thing. And then they
with
go
a little
away.
Person that looked like Beetlejuice.
And then, yes. And then, and
that,
then.
That was the part where I finally sent her a DM. I'm like, what in the hell are you doing
She's
right now?
Living her best life.
Yes. And then there was a little person performer and I literally turned to George and I was like, we are in the right place. Like, I am supposed to be here. It was the craziest, most, like, out of this world. Like, my jaw was dropped the entire time. I'm like, where the hell are we experienced?
Honestly, if I saw this in a movie, I'd be like, this is the most unrealistic version of a party, a club that I've ever seen. Like, it looked fake.
Well, you mentioned movie because that's, I think of The Mask because there's the Coco Bongo Club in The Mask. But what you did was on another level from the movie.
It was crazy. And then you know how like in like baseball stadiums, they have cameras like that pan to just the people in the audience or whatever.
Like those boom cameras?
Yes, they had that there. So they had like huge screens that would either be playing music videos or it would just be panning to random people dancing at the club. Like, and then you're just on the big screen all of a sudden. People are like flashing the screens. It was wild.
I'm looking at our text line at 206-803-ROCK, and a few people have been like, one person said, I've been there. It is definitely an experience.
Worth the money.
Absolutely. Oh my, I would just go back to Cancun to go there again.
Oh my gosh.
Like, phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Do they sell t-shirts?
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, she got no merch.
Wow. See, that's the first thing I think of. I'm such a dork. I'm like, is there any cool merch? Do they have black t-shirts with white leathers that say Coco Bongo on it?
Dude,
I kind of want one.
I'm about to Google it because I'm going to get one.
Well, while Sarah was in Mexico going crazy at the Coco Bongo and we were living vicariously through her stories, we were not having nearly as much fun. Nothing strange happening around here. But what about you, Rockaholics? Call us up now and tell us what is the craziest or strangest event that you ever attended. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Migs Show.
While our friend Sarah was twerking all over Mexico, she went to a crazy club called the Coco Bongo. So we wanted to hear from you, Rockaholics. What is the craziest or strangest event that you have ever been to? 206-803-ROCK.
Someone said in college we did an Edward 40 Hands party.
Oh. Yes!
Okay, so you guys know exactly what we're about to talk about. They said that's where you duct tape 40 ounces to both hands. Terrible idea.
It is, especially when you have to go to the bathroom and then you have to bring somebody with you to help you.
But how do you get someone to help you if they also have their hands?
Well, sometimes people like tap out early, so you need to get one of those people that failed to complete the mission to come with you and help you with your pants.
I feel like you got to wear adult diapers if you're going to do one of these 40-ounce parties.
No. Have you heard of the other version of that?
No.
Edward Four Loco hands.
No. Oh my goodness. That's
and then you have to do the duct tape with the Four Locos as opposed to the 40s.
That sounds like a terrible idea as well.
10 out of 10 do not recommend either of these things.
Although I'm still the person that wishes I could get my hands on like the OG Four Loco.
Oh,
yeah. I feel like you got to go like to somewhere like very safe, like a room that's padded. Lock the door so that way nothing crazy happens.
Oh, no.
Someone also texted in talking about the Coco Bongo?
Yes, Coco Bongo.
Coco Bongo place that you went in Mexico. They said that place can be dangerous, Sarah. Major players in the cartel party there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Did you feel like there were cartel in the vicinity?
I mean, there were so many people there. There very well could have been. But I will say everyone that I met was very nice.
Why does everyone keep offering me drugs? I don't get it. It seems like everyone's walking around with this powdered sugar. I'm not sure what's going on, but once they smell it, they get energized.
Yeah, they keep asking me to sniff it. I don't get it.
Now I can just picture you ending up at like someone else's house afterwards for an after party, and it turns out it's like the ultimate drug lord of Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, that would totally be me.
Yeah.
Sarah,
George is sitting on the couch like, I just want to go. We're about to get murdered. I just want to go.
She sees the best in everyone.
George is now a drug lord. She doesn't even know it.
Here's my favorite text. It's the strangest party I've ever been to. A kid's party. I don't have kids. I went. I didn't understand anything that was going on, and I wanted to leave.
I think that would be me if I went to like Barrett or Tatum's birthdays. I would have no idea. Half the things you guys talk about that they're into, I don't know what any of it is.
You're like, what? Excuse me?
What's
engineering family? What's a blue? What's
right,
a blue?
Yeah.
Sarah's like, wait, this pinata has candy and not airplane shots? This is weird.
Exactly.
These kids are doing it wrong.
Hey, we want someone to do it right. And by do it right, I mean beat Migs. That's the name of the game, people. Let's do it. He's currently 261 wins, 75 losses, and 45 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.